Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport, where Florida beaches are one flight away. Featuring nonstop service on Allegiant Airlines to Tampa St. Pete and Orlando Sanford from Bloomington. Close, convenient, CIRA. More at CIRA.com.
The mayor of Bloomington says he's running for re-election next year. That's one of the things you need to know to start your day for Tuesday, April 16th. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff. Now let's lead off with Bloomington's mayor saying he wants four more years. WGLT's Charlie Schlenker has more.
Mayor Mboka Mwilambwe has been informally telling friends and people who've asked him that he will seek a second term. It's now official.
My plan is to run again. That is for sure. And that's a decision that I made. So you're getting the scoop.
Mwilambwe says he wants to see the city continue on what he calls an upward trajectory.
We've developed a lot of plans, like the downtown streetscape. You know, it's something that's very exciting. We have a lot of infrastructure. We need to continue to repair.
The streetscape plan may also include a tax increment financing district to offer incentives to redevelop the downtown. Mwilambwe says it's likely a TIF district would include considerations for District 87 and include at least the area of the downtown inside the so-called buckle or the north-south one-way streets, though it could be larger.
What is even more exciting to me is that we kind of put this plan forward to be a little bit more aggressive in terms of seeking funding from grants and our congressional elected officials and also at the state level.
Mwilambwe says in his second term, he also wants to more fully and aggressively address the housing shortage, an issue he says could be an impediment to future economic growth in the city. For The Leadoff, I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Mayor Mboka Mwilambwe also says the city council has settled on a successor for the departing city manager, Tim Gleason, and is likely to announce that choice on Thursday. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Governor J.B. Pritzker is pushing an idea to eliminate medical debt for low-income Illinoisans. His $10 million proposal would impact more than 300,000 Illinois residents. Connect Transit will offer free rides on Monday, April 22nd, in honor of Earth Day. That includes Connect Mobility and Connect Flex rides. And Illinois Wesleyan University in Bloomington says it's raised $2.8 million during its All In for Wesleyan fundraiser last week. That money came from nearly 4,000 donors. You can find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Library employees across the country have faced increased threats and intimidation in recent years, and the Bloomington Public Library is no exception. Illinois is looking to discourage those threats by designating library employees as public officials. That designation would carry additional jail time, according to the proposal. Bloomington Public Library Director Jeannie Hamilton tells WGLT student reporter Eric Dito that hostile behavior has made it harder for libraries to stay safe.
It's been disheartening over the past few years seeing that libraries, which are typically a place that are supported across the aisles, it's become a little bit of a political grounds where we're seeing controversies and things that we haven't seen in the past. And there are library workers that are leaving the profession because it's gotten stressful for them. I think that it's great to live in Illinois and see that support. I really wish that it wasn't necessary, but I think that it's nice to feel heard. And librarians and library staff at all levels, really, I think we go into the profession wanting to serve people. So that's been what I've seen when there's people book challenges. We are absolutely okay with that and want to review our collection and make sure we're hearing the community. But it's over the past few years we've seen those attacks being very personal to the staff, and staff take it very personally, and it's hurtful to them because they really are trying to do what they think is best and trying to serve the community. And so that's been hard to see.
Has the Bloomington Library experienced anything like that? Challenges that have maybe gone too far?
We have been fairly fortunate that we haven't had a lot of book challenges. There a few years ago, there was some displeasure with a display that we did. The display was with graphic novels, and it was near the children's section, and some of the graphic novels did have some adult content in them. And so I think there were some misunderstandings about it, and there were people that were not very happy. And so there was a board meeting where people came and they used public comment, which is completely appropriate. But I think there was a lot of passion behind both sides of the issue. And so that was something that we as staff worked through. And we do try to be more conscious of the location of some of our displays.
So you mentioned being conscious of the location of where you put stuff. How else can you kind of stay in front of and mitigate possible challenges to books that might be controversial in the future?
Yeah, we do have a policy on how it's called a request for reconsideration, and we have a form and a process. And so when somebody's upset with something, our first step is we always try to talk to them and listen to their concerns. And sometimes people are walk away really happy after we talk to them because they understand what the staff thought process was behind selecting a book, and they also understand the different options they might have. So one thing that we tell parents and guardians, we like to give the opportunity to the parents and guardians to look at what their and decide what their children can look at. And so we have some different steps that they can do too. And so we try to give them tips on ways to review the items for themselves. And then sometimes people do want to take that next step. And so we have a committee then that reviews the titles, and then we reply with a formal response to the person submitting the challenge.
That was Bloomington Public Library Director Jeannie Hamilton speaking with WGLT student reporter Eric Dito. Before we let you go, the Heartland Community College Board meets tonight at 6 at the Community Commons Building. On the agenda is approval of remodeling for a welding lab. And that's it for today. I'm Ryan Denham, and thanks to our producer, Rosalie Trubeck. You can subscribe to The Leadoff on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.